This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip streaming June 4th only on Hulu.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
You guys, welcome to a very special holiday episode with the Twats. Pretty much we're just going to be answering whatever questions that you guys have for us. Nothing is off limits. You know, we have a couple rapid fire questions before we bring in our guests. The first question, Tam.
Yes.
Real or fake Christmas tree?
Well, you know, fake. I wanted to do a real one this year and Sophia wanted a real one. And then we thought, oh, it's such a mess. So we have a fake one. I have that king. What's it called? King.
Oh, yeah. Something.
You just pop them together. You don't have to plug anything in the tree.
Yes, and the light's already done.
It's good as gold.
It's good as gold. And here's the beauty, guys. Then what you do, here's a trick. If you're listening to this right now and you feel guilty that you have a fake tree, you buy candles that smell like trees and then no one knows.
Better yet, you go to Target and you get these little pine sticks. They look like ornaments and you put them all over your fake tree and it smells like pine.
You're a genius, Tamara.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So quick, these are the final just four questions we're going to answer before we bring in our first guest. Which housewife / Bravo Leb do you think deserves coal in their stocking? I know my answer.
It's a toss up between Jen Shaw and Bethany.
Mine are Ramona or Juan Dixon.
Now Juan is a housewife.
Well, I said Bravo Leb.
Which housewife will most likely be caught kissing Santa Claus?
Oh, Sonia. No doubt. No doubt.
You mean Sonia?
Oh, yeah. Sonia.
Sonia.
I say it the way Luann says it, okay?
Yeah, you do. Because you are a royalty. What
obviously.
Is she?
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to say Bryn Whitfield.
Oh, but do you think she'd kiss with tongue?
Yes.
Okay.
Which Make Bravo- me mad. I'll date your dad.
Or Santa.
Yep.
Which Bravo Leb will give Santa the best lap dance?
I'm going to say Whitney Rose. Oh. I think she'd give a really good lap dance.
See, I think Mia, because I've seen her on that pole.
True. I mean, there's so many that are talented on the pole across the Bravo universe.
Know who isn't talented on the pole?
Me and you.
Yeah, not be good for
Ew,
us.
It's not good.
Not be good. And then which housewife could star in the remake of Scrooged?
I don't know. I really...
Bethany, what do you mean?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, let's cheers to that.
Cheers to that. What's your festive
that
holiday
That was
drink?
Good. It's sparkling water. Cheers. I gotta go.
I at least got an apple cider beer because there's red on it.
There's not even that's not even like alcohol.
I know. Why do you think I'm
Is
doing
that like
it? I'm
ginger going to... beer?
No, there's a little there's like 2% alcohol and two apples. I have to go to a holiday performance after this, so I gotta keep it together with my one beer. All right, let's bring in our first guest. Her name is Lindsay.
Hi.
Teddy, is that a Santa hat on your actual glasses?
Yeah, I like to do double. Do you think I should go on the same side or the opposite side? I wasn't sure on the styling. Okay.
Do the opposite.
Yeah.
I can tell you I'm in a full sweat in this hat. I don't know how Santa does it.
I know. I'm in this ugly sweater.
Is it polyester, your hat?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why.
Mine's real fur.
No, I've got like lip sweat here. I'm like,
Lindsay, where are you at?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, oh wow. I love the Bama Rush documentary.
Of course.
Okay, I didn't go to Alabama, the college, but I went to Auburn, which is like the rival college.
Okay, what's your questions?
Okay, first of all, Teddy, I don't understand why you get all the hate that you get.
I would probably sum it up too as I'm very annoying. And
you're not annoying.
I think that I have a love me or hate me personality. And if you don't get to know me, then I could just be probably quite abrasive and obnoxious. So, you know, I tend to win people over with time or with time. Really piss them off.
Well, I never understood it, Lindsay. I don't understand it. I didn't know anything about it. And then when we started the podcast, people are like, why are you doing it with her? And I'm like, why not? She's great. And I feel like it's gotten better though.
It goes in waves. Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of it might've had to do with your last season on Beverly Hills and the stuff that went down with Lisa Vanderpump.
I think it also always comes back around, you know, like things that people disliked me for, then they see something else and then they're like, oh, Teddy did have a point.
I mean, not to let you win or anything, but I get a lot of hate too.
Yeah, it's true. She does. I get really excited when I get DMs.
Tamara, I grew up watching you.
Aw, thank you. I'm an old bitch.
I was 19 then, and then I'm 36 now. So I've literally grown up watching you.
Wow. So you've been a fan since day one?
Yes.
Even the early episodes, season 1 and 2?
Yes, I watched those with my mom.
Aw.
When Tamara had bangs?
I might have had bangs on you. Yeah.
You had it, and then you always wore white. Back in the day.
You know what's funny? I always wore white pants. I remember I wore them so many seasons in a row that one time the producer says, can you please not wear those white pants anymore?
they were the same pants?
Yeah. Yeah. They were Hudson. You know, it's really hard to find a pair of white pants.
And if you look good in them, you got to wear them to death.
If they're too thin, they'll show a little cellulite. Like, and if they're, you know, if they're too baggy, you look heavier. Like they were just the perfect Hudson white jeans with a kind of like the, what was that big giant V pocket?
Like True Religion.
True Religion. Yes.
Yeah, True Religion.
Next question, Lindsay, give it to us.
Okay. What are your least favorite things about each other?
Oh, she's a know-it-all, Lindsay. She knows everything. And when she's wrong, she doesn't like to admit it.
That's all correct. Mm-hmm. For me, it's when I am wrong and I'm trying to make it right. Tamara will just ice me out for a couple hours and I like to immediately fix the situation. And she just like, she's one of those like straight to voicemail type people. Like at least let it ring out and let me assume that maybe you're not mad. No, she'll just,
Teddy's a talker. I'm an avoider. Yeah. So I don't hold grudges and I get over things very easily, but I'm afraid to talk when I'm mad because clearly we've all seen me mad on the show.
Yeah. And luckily I haven't ever made her mad enough to tell me to my face that I've made her mad.
No, of course not. No.
I'm an avoider too. And I don't like voicemails. Voicemails drive me crazy. So I understand that.
Can you believe people would leave a voicemail or actually call you nowadays? Just text me.
Exactly. I'm a millennial, so I'm in the same boat.
I'm a millennial as well. Tamara's not.
What am I? what's it called?
Ancient.
Ancient. Oh, Teddy.
I don't think you're a boomer. It's the one that's before that.
Great, Lindsay. I'm even older.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I don't know.
What are you doing for the holidays? Anything fun?
Not really. I'm just going to my grandparents' house. You know, I do that every year. So I just knew that like that's what we're gonna do.
That's
so
awesome. Do you have any shady questions? We love shade.
I mean, it's not really a shady question, but Will you allow Teddy to appear on this upcoming season of Real Housewives of Orange County?
Hell no. No, I'm just kidding.
I love allow. Tamara, please give me a job. Damn.
You're begging for it, Teddy.
I actually want her to be on last season. It just didn't work out. We got her voice. That was about it. But next, you know, the season's coming up.
I'm very hard to book. Very hard to book, Lindsay.
You are. She's very busy. But if you notice, like across the board with all the franchises, they're all now doing their podcasts on the show. So I'm hoping that I'll be allowed. Yeah. You know, and I don't know if you know this, Lindsay, but we're doing a live podcast in San Francisco. I hope you're going to buy a ticket and go. You can start driving now, Lindsay. You'll be there by January 25th.
You can make it if you leave now. Start just if you take any car, just zip along. You wanted to do a road trip.
Yes, I would love that. And it's like one flight, like you said. I've been to San Francisco several times, so I'll consider it.
Okay, we can't wait to see you.
We look forward to seeing you, and we'll hold you accountable if you're not there.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye. Happy holidays to y'all too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Okay, Teddy, what are you doing for the holidays? Are you going to dad's house? She's staying home?
No, the whole family's coming over here for the first time.
Oh, Lord, tell me you're not cooking.
Well, I'm cooking one of the meals, and that's going to be the cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning,
Teddy,
that you get from, you know, you just.
Do you know that is my all-time favorite sweet ever? My mom will make them homemade. I have not ventured out to make them homemade. I'll be in Big Bear. Now I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to stay there for Christmas or just go up the week before. It's so hard to bring all the presents. Spencer has to work, so I don't know if he can drive up there. And so I'm trying to figure that out now.
Well, my entire family's coming here. Well, not my sister, which is a total bummer because both me and my sister do the same thing. We're like, we'll spend one with one family, one with the other. So she gets to stay home with her in-laws. But we're all doing it here. I'm going to be real bougie one day and bring snow in.
You are?
Mm-hmm. So if you're in town on Christmas Eve, you should come meet the Cougs.
I would love to. Now, where do you dump it? In your backyard?
In our front yard.
Oh, that big circular driveway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kate is here. Kate is here. Our next guest.
Kate.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Kate. Oh, my God. I love your fit.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. I'm giving Lisa Barlow. I deserve presents for breathing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Where did you get that?
BravoTV.com.
Of course. I should have known.
What a good plug.
Anything to make a buck.
Literally anything to make a buck. I will say I'm wearing it to my Christmas party tomorrow night, but when this popped up, I was like, well, I feel like I have to wear this now. So
yeah.
You're seeing it first.
Yes.
Well, it's needed. It's necessity. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Do you all know anyone from Arkansas? Do you have Arkansas friends?
I don't. I've never been there.
I almost got Arkansas confused with Arizona, but now that I've pulled it together, I really? Realize I do know someone from Arkansas.
Who?
Okay, well, I can be Tamara's first Arkansas friend and I can be your second.
Okay, fine. Do you know Anne Marie Dillard?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know her, but I know Dillard. Duh.
And yes!
Yeah.
So I grew up riding horses with Anne Marie and I was...
That's so funny.
Is that like the Dillard family that owns Dillard's?
Uh-huh.
Of course you would know them, Teddy.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was getting y'all one-on-one. This is crazy. I thought I was just going to sit here and be like, ha-ha, holidays.
No, you got your whatever question you told our producers made it in to one of the things they're going to ask. You're going to ask us.
Amazing.
So something was good.
I love that so much. I wrote down several. I was like just brainstorming away.
Let's hear them.
Okay. Let's see here. First of all, I really would like to know, how would you guys fix Real Housewives of Atlanta? I think everybody thinks that it needs some zhuzhing. So if you were kind of in charge of that, how would you fix it?
Do you want to go first or me, Tam?
I'll go. I think that keeping the kind of the OGs like Candy, Kenya, and bringing back Portia.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love a little NeNe, and I would even actually like a little Kim Zolciak sprinkled in. Not full time.
No, I think Kim Zolciak for right now needs to, after the TMZ thing, I think we need to pump.
I want to see this TMZ shit on The Real Housewives is what I want to see.
Absolutely do not. It
the
made
shadier,
me feel-
the messier, the better. What do you think, Cade?
It's so sad. I mean, I saw the video recently. It's so sad, but
I didn't see the video.
You won't
feel the same.
Oh, yeah, really?
Especially this time of year. Like, it's just really sad. It's really
what I was wondering during that video, Cade? How she went pee if she had been in that car since 11 a.m. and it was 8 p.m. I was like, are you peeing to my Chris
Wait,
Apple?
Really? She was in the car for 7 hours?
Yes. Allegedly.
No. From 11 to 7?
It may have been.
It was dark.
I don't know. It was dark.
It was 8 hours.
She said she got home from her hair appointment at 11 and she's been in the car since.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the thing that shook me was like, he was yelling at the police and he was like, who even called you? And they were like, your kids.
I know.
And he was like, what? And that's where I'm just like.
All right. Next question. Okay, I agree with Tam on NeNe.
Okay,
and,
yes, I agree. The Kenya. OG energy. The OG energy is always needed. Okay. My next one is, what 2024 Bravo predictions do you have? Anything out there that you think could happen in the new year?
2024 Bravo predictions.
I've been seeing some. I'm trying to think.
Tell us what you think.
And then we'll tell you if we agree or disagree.
Well, I should have thought about mine. I never thought about mine.
Well, I think Porsche is going to come back.
Okay.
I honestly think Porsche is coming back.
Okay, that's good.
One prediction I'd like to see is Teddy come back.
Oh my gosh, I don't think that prediction is going to be true. I think prediction is Girls Trip 4 will not air.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say
that is my prediction.
So, okay. Yeah, I've been hearing mixed stories. I'm hearing maybe, then I'm hearing no, absolutely not. So who knows? Yeah. But the fact that they just kind of skipped right over it. Do we predict that they're going to do another Ultimate Girls Trip?
Yeah, I don't understand why they haven't already filmed one. Like,
I'm going to tell you guys a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They haven't called me yet.
You would be great on Girls Trip, for real.
Yeah. Kate, I don't need compliments right now.
I'm always in these streets defending you, Teddy. So I would be gladly welcome you on Girls Trip. I also really liked Girls Trip 3. I mean, I loved Girls Trip 2. But I liked the concept of 3 because they like waited for their seasons to finish and then the drama kind of continued over. So true. I feel like, why aren't we getting some of those girls like in the mix? I don't know.
Well, but I wonder if we're going to get multiple legacies. Like, I feel like this upcoming one is going to be really good. And then I have a feeling they're just going to continue on with that cast is also a prediction. Yes.
With Ramona or no?
Well, I don't know. She was at the premiere.
I know. And I'm just going to say,
Who's the breakout star in this one?
Okay. I mean, it's a little hard because, Dorinda. I love Dorinda always. I had a little issue when she started yelling at you on Girls Trip 2.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Yes. And she said, like, I was a host then. She talked about it, all that stuff. I really was like, how are Kelly and Kristen going to be? It's very interesting because, like, a lot of them, like, weren't on at the same time, like Dorinda and Kelly were never on at the same time. Kristen and Kelly were never on at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're plugging all of this in. And Girls Trip 2 gets brought up a little bit because Kristen watched it and she brought up some stuff. And very interesting.
Who'd you like better, Kristen or Kelly? Because I recently interviewed Kelly and I've never met Kristen.
Okay. I really liked Kristen. I mean, she was on for 2 seasons. You know, it feels like such a long time ago. My biggest thing is, like, I feel like we as an audience have waited so long to see them back on our screens.
It was like Christmas.
Okay. My next question is, what, like, name a public figure who, like, we would know, who you think would make a good housewife? Eddie, I feel like you know a lot of people. I mean, they keep...
Okay. I think Michelle Obama would be an incredible housewife because she would run things.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Chrissy Teigen. I think she'd be a good outspoken housewife. Who else? I don't know. I have to think about that.
I know. There's a lot of people.
I mean, what about like Kris Jenner?
I mean,
you think she would
I
be
think
good?
She's no, she's too Kardashian trained. I love her, but like that is like a well-oiled machine of like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's not going to be letting anything slip out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need a little bit messier.
Okay. I love you guys. Happy holidays. I'm current episode on Instagram. So if I ever tag you anything, that's me.
What is it?
Oh, your current episode?
Current episode. Teddy follows me. Yes.
Yes. I love you.
Oh, I'll follow you.
You have been out in those streets for me. Thank you.
I know. I love you. I love Tamara too. Love Tamara too.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Hope you and your families have a beautiful time.
As well. Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell, since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi,
Brooke. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
So Brooke, good.
Now I'm scared because your background says be kind.
Well, I'm a kindergarten teacher, so, and I'm still at work.
They're the shadiest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you in your classroom?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. They're not here anymore, obviously. But yes, I was doing work after school, so we're here.
Oh, my God.
I love this. All right, Brooke, get to it.
Okay. I first have to say, Teddy, I don't get all the hate. You're like one of my favorite. I think you push storyline along.
Yeah.
I think you call it out. I want you back. And I just had to say that because I feel like you don't get that enough.
Oh, thank you, Brooke.
My question is, if both of you could do casting for Beverly Hills and Orange County, mm-hmm. who would you choose for five main housewives and two friends of? Not even like who you're closest with, but just who you think would be good for the show. If it was up to you.
Okay. So if I was going to do Beverly Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess just to see Twitter explode, I would want Kyle, Dorit, Rena, Erica, and me.
Okay.
And then the two friends, Diana and Camille.
Diana? I didn't expect that from you.
Oh, I didn't expect that either.
Okay. Or
because
Camille.
Here's the thing. What we haven't seen is the Fox Force 5.
In quite a while.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen true friendships really either getting, you know, we're seeing a lot of fluff.
Right.
And I feel like Camille would come in and do her thing. And then I feel like Diana would want to be the HBIC. And I don't know how that would go down.
Yeah. Okay.
And she has money and a jet. And we need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I actually like our cast right now.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, we have the core for... Or five now. I don't know. Me, Heather, Shannon, Emily, Gina. I think that bringing in Alexis for sure would be fun. We'd be fun. And then I think Teddy.
No.
Bringing in Teddy. She's got a house in Orange County.
Yes, I know. But I just feel like she's friends with everyone on Beverly Hills, so it makes more sense.
Oh, I would want Garcelle too, for the record. I forgot. Okay. I do think I would like Garcelle without Denise. I would like to get to know her in that capacity.
Right. Okay. Not without Sutton, without Denise.
Well, without both.
Okay. Because
she went from one to the other. I want her on her own.
Okay.
Yeah, to make new friendships, for sure.
Yeah, like then I could actually really get to know her where she's not just doing, you know, helping somebody else out all the time.
Who right. do you want on Orange County and Beverly Hills?
I definitely want to see Alexis back. I just think, like, how could you not with what's going on right now? But maybe in a friend role. You, Emily, I like Gina as a person. I just don't know. I don't know how I feel about her on the show. I want Vicky back. I don't like how she treats Teddy, though. I will say that.
I'd be fine with her being back.
I think Teddy's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't with that one. But I do think she's good TV. And then Shannon. And I don't know, maybe Gina Keo or like someone
from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
What about Joe? Remember Joe?
Yes, I did like Joe.
I would like to see Joe back on the show.
But do you think Joe could be messy?
Yes.
I mean, Tamara would know more than myself.
Yeah, but I don't know. She seems so nice on the pod.
She is nice, but put a camera in somebody's face and see how messy they can get.
Yes.
Fine.
And then Beverly Hills, I think Teddy, Kyle, Garcelle, Dorit and Erica. I think Lisa's like at a good place. Like, I think she's going to be ready to come back, but I feel like she's doing so well for herself.
I know. I think she just booked another big acting thing.
And I saw that.
I don't feel like she's coming back anytime soon, but
yeah.
Well, good for her for going on with life, right?
Yes.
Well, and kicking ass.
Kicking ass.
Nobody called us about American Horror Story.
I know.
So excited to see you on Traitors, though. I saw the teaser for it at my lunch break, but I need to go watch it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Tamara wears a lot of hats.
But the trailer looks amazing.
Yes, I'm excited to watch.
Do you have another shady question you want to ask?
Shady.
I mean, so I guess, Tamara, with the whole, I know you're probably so over talking about the Shannon John Alexis thing, which I don't blame you for being over it.
Yeah.
But are you able to say if the reason you and Shannon had a recent falling out or tiff, whatever you want to call it, does it have to do with that situation? You don't have to go into specifics, but does it have to do with the Alexis John situation going on?
No, actually not really. It was a buildup of something that has been going on.
Okay.
And then it kind of escalated from there.
Okay.
So, I mean, for the record, I have had nothing to do with them dating. I don't have a relationship with John outside of him filming on the show. I don't have his phone number. I don't follow him on Instagram. I haven't seen him in a year. Alexis, right. I made up with at BravoCon. Me, Andy, and Alexis had a long conversation. It went well. We've texted a couple times. I haven't seen her. So, I mean, people are like going crazy over it. And it's like, it's simply just not
but
true.
Now you have us in a fight with Sheena. She was supposed to come on the pod and now we're fighting with her, Tam.
Well, that's her own thing. She went on her podcast and said that, you know, well, her guest or somebody said that
I live in Orange County. So I know all the housewives are always at Quiet Woman. Like it's not something you said, like the housewives frequent that place all the time. So it's not weird to me that they ran into each other.
They were with two totally different groups of people and ran into each other. I don't think they ever knew each other. Like, I feel bad for Shannon for sure.
Right. But I think from the outside, from the public, it looks like, because the falling out happened on the carpet saying it. So it looks like, oh, Shannon must be pissed at Tamara because they're friends now. And, you know, that's just
okay. I'm breaking news right here. It's because I liked one of her pictures, Alexis's pictures.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yep. That's it. She got mad at me because I liked one of Alexis's pictures and I put clapping hands on.
By the way, that's not actually what happened. Yeah, you did an emoji. You didn't just
I'm explaining. You didn't let me finish. Know it all.
I know.
I put clapping hands under don't believe rumors. So I thought I was supporting the fact because I did not think for one second they were dating.
role. At all. Also, she came on the red carpet with me and said, Teddy, I'm going to give you the truth because I'm friends with Tamara. Because I'm friendly with Tamara now after BravoCon. We are not together. And then come 2 days later, people.com. I was like, shows what good friends you are with Tamara. You just fibbed right to me.
Well, and I feel like if Teddy can be friends with you after with all the Vicky stuff, like, she's really going to be mad at you just putting clapping hands. Like, yes, if you three can all coexist and Teddy can be fine and you can be, you know, like, she's going to be mad about clapping hands. I don't know. Yeah. That just is wild.
People that get mad over emojis are a lot.
Right.
I mean, it was not necessary whatsoever. So I'm like, oh my God. And in Alexa's defense, she did contact me weeks later to let me know that they were dating, that they just started dating.
Okay.
So it slowly eased into it, which is right. None of my business.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
All right. We'll continue to be kind, like you say, on the backboard.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, Brooke.
Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
Throw us on in whatever questions you got for us.
So I have two questions. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
So being that you guys have a lot of friends in the Bravo world across many different franchises, shows, that sort of thing, when your friends are behaving badly on their shows, how do you guys keep your podcast unbiased for the listener?
Well, so we do get accused of being biased in certain people on the show, for sure.
I was going to say, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we make it quite clear on the podcast that we are viewing as we're taking our emotions away and our personal relationship with that person away. And we are talking about you as we see you on the show as a viewer, not as a friend. So, I mean, you might, you know, maybe soften it a little bit. If it, you know, if Kyle does something, she's definitely going to soften it a little bit. And if you're really close to somebody, you know, maybe you would have went in a little bit harder.
And I think also, you know, when you know more history on each of the people, of course, you're going to see a different side. So it's not even necessarily for me about like a closeness to certain people. It's more like, I've seen what this other person has done to this person. And we all know I'm a grudge holder. So like, it's really,
you need to
hard
get over that, Teddy.
Tamara,
doesn't help you holding grudges, right, Ivy?
We're not perfect people. And you have your own issues.
We're not talking about my issues right now. Ivy, where are you?
I am at home in my stepdaughter's room because it has the best lighting.
What state?
I live on Long Island.
Long Island.
Ooh, love it.
So you're a Gina fan?
Yes. I'm really. She feels like my friends from home.
Yeah.
And then I just have one more quick question for you guys.
Yes.
Who is your closest friend in the Bravo world? And what moment on their show made you either cringe or be very upset with them?
Oh, Jesus. That's a tough one.
Well, I mean, mine is, of course, Kyle. I mean, I was pretty upset when she wouldn't let me eat the chips in Provence.
Oh, my God.
I really wanted them. But no, we're doing flashback quants right now. And I just had to watch season one
of Beverly Hills
and the limo scene. And that was really hard to watch. That was a rough one to watch. And even though I had seen like memes of it before, but it was the first time I watched the whole thing, and that was a toughie.
Guys, I'm struggling with this, Teddy. I feel like I know every single housewife and every single show I watch. I'm like, oh, Whitney, what are you doing? Painting each other's bodies naked. You know, there's always something that's like, oh God. I mean, most of all, I just watch myself and go, oh, what were you thinking?
Or good job, Tam. You're good iconic.
I don't know. I mean, I watched, I saw Teddy on stage with Vicky.
That was pretty cringe.
That didn't go over very well.
It was cringe all around. That day no longer exists.
You know what, Teddy? You win some, you lose some.
Listen, in my mind, I still won.
I know.
You're
a winner.
Very confident when you went out there. So you did win.
That's right.
Here's the thing. Who's sitting here, Tam? Having this conversation.
I know. Trust me, I know. That's why I love you.
I love you too.
Yes.
Well, have a very happy holiday, Ivy.
Thank you. So you much. Guys too. This was great.
Thank you, Ivy. Have a great Bye. Holiday.
You Bye. Too. Bye.
All right. Hello.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Where are you coming from?
I'm from Houston, Texas, in Houston right now.
Texas. How Thanks. Are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're good.
We're good. We're hanging in.
So you listen to us twats every week?
Yeah, I got in the top five of y'all's spot in my Spotify recap. I was like the top five listener somehow.
Really?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate the listen. Are you a big Bravo yeah. fan?
Yeah, I've been watching since 2013 and I'm 22 now.
What is your favorite Bravo show?
So, of course, I got to say it was Real Housewives of Dallas. I was a huge fan of it.
Do you know any of the girls or anything?
Yes. So I know DeAndra very, very well. And I know Cameron.
Oh, Aww. I know Cameron too.
Yeah. And I met Tiffany Moon once, met some of the other girls once. The only person I've never met was Carrie Duber.
Carrie's actually a good friend of mine.
Go get Botox and you can meet her.
That's what I was going to say.
But he's only, how yeah. old are you? Did you yeah, say 22?
I'm only 22.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need no Botox. I don't like it when guys get Botox anyways.
My mom told me don't do it.
No, your
Listen
mom's
to
right.
your mom.
Yes,
Listen
moms, to your mom. Moms know everything.
Yeah. What questions do you have for us?
So my first question is, if you could take any ex-housewife from any other show and put them on your show, who would it be? Like, meaning Beverly Hills or Orange County?
So we can switch any housewife that's no longer working?
Yes.
On a show?
Or can they be working still? This is a big...
I prefer no longer working. I'm actually curious about this one.
Okay. For me, no longer working, I would love more than anything for Teddy to be on Orange County. Because I need a partner in crime.
Woo! All right, shoot. Well, now the pressure's on. You got an easy one, Tam, because I'm sitting right here, like, just looking for jobs.
Well, I'll employ you if I had the opportunity.
Mine would be, I think, Portia coming to Beverly Hills. Because she's hilarious and shady and also, like, I think fits the lifestyle.
I think Portia going to any show would be amazing.
Yeah, true. I mean, I just love Portia. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does. And we're hoping we're going to see her on Lana coming up.
Yeah, that's
I hope
our
she
prediction.
Comes back.
I have a feeling that's our prediction for 2024 Bravo prediction.
Yes. And then my next question is, if y'all could go to any city, meaning any city that's been canceled, such as Dallas or even DC, what would you go to and who would you like to replace?
Oh, but I don't want it to be canceled because it's currently airing a show that I love so much. Can I make a change to that?
Oh, yeah. I meant any show like canceled or still airing.
I would choose Miami.
Oh.
Like, I love Miami. I would live in Miami. I think the lifestyle is so fun. I think they're all, my gosh, but who would I replace on Miami? I wouldn't want to replace her because I love her, but I do feel like me and Nicole have a lot of similarities. So that would be, do you agree, Tam, or am I crazy? Like, in how we're both pretty methodical about things.
You mean like how you guys have private jets and you're a doctor?
Yeah, like that. like how I'm beautiful and
yeah, and have that perfect booty.
And
I'm just kidding. No, you mean very like controlled.
Yes, like controlled yes, human yes. being. Like I so
very
I think
controlled
it would be hard
human
for
being.
Us both to be on the same show.
So but you're kicking Dr. Nicole off?
No, I just I would want her to be my bestie, but then that's the problem. All I'm saying is that Miami is where I want to be. Who I'm going to kick off, that's up to production.
Well, we all want to be in Miami, let's face it. But for me, for show purposes only, I would like to move to New Jersey because those girls know how to throw it down. And, you know, over here in Orange County, I throw it down like Jersey. And then I'm like, oh my God, she's so horrible. If I went over there, I would just fit in.
That's true. I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't last a day. In
You'd
Jersey.
Run crying. No, oh, they hurt me.
Do you have anything else for us?
Which controversial housewife from y'all's show that's been fired would you not work with again?
Bethany Frankel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she wasn't on either of our shows, but I would.
Yeah, just across the board.
She bugs. I probably wouldn't work with Ramona.
Who I wouldn't work with that's been fired from my show would obviously be Gretchen.
From Beverly Hills, there isn't anyone that I would... There, I don't think there's ever been like a controversial housewife that I would just refuse to be with. In fact, just from the network alone, like Ramona and Bethany are my two least interested. Sorry. Sorry, turtle time.
Or
Dana Wilkie from Beverly Hills.
She was really on for bugged. A hot second.
She really bugged. All right. Anything else?
Which housewife are y'all closest with other than yourselves, obviously?
Other than ourselves and our TV besties that we already know?
Yes. Like,
okay.
That's hard. I mean, we are very close to Angie over in Salt Lake City. Talk with her a lot.
I love her.
Larsa is one of my favorites. I know she's under a little heat right now, but as you know, a girl's girl, she is, you know, I got to know her really well in Traitors. And I just adore her and Marcus.
And for me, I'm not on OC, but I can say Emily. Love Emily. I also love Caroline Stanberry. I love Cynthia.
Me too. I love Caroline.
I
love Melissa. I love from Jersey. I love Margaret. I mean, I really love them all. I mean, me and Teresa have had our ups and downs, but we're good now. And I respect all the housewives because it's not easy putting your life out there. It really isn't. And being
but
judged.
If you could pick one to like go on a trip with, not a girl's trip, but like actually share a hotel room with, like you have to like coexist with this person. Mm-hmm. Who would it be? Because that's a whole different ball game than going to a party with.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. Like I love Margaret. I would love to go with Angie or Whitney or Lisa. Like I'm really into the Salt Lake City girls right now. I just think their show is amazing. I feel like there's not ever a filler show. Every episode is good in Miami.
Yeah, what's your
as well.
Favorite franchise?
So right now I'd have to say definitely Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I like the whole cast. I have a special connection with Salt Lake though. I went up Park City, where Meredith is living. I'm a big fan of Park City. I've been going up there since I was like 5 years old. So I'm a huge fan of that show. Kind of biased off of that, but I just think their cast was good. And then glad they got Jen Shaw off there.
Right.
What do you think of Monica?
I personally like Monica from a viewer standpoint. I will never hate on a housewife. I think it's stupid to hate on a housewife. I think everyone's got their great characteristics. You got your bad characteristics. That's what makes a good housewife. I think she's solid and deserves a fair spot on that show.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, Jordan, and your insight. Please keep listening and tell your mom we said hi. And yeah, no Botox.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. You're a handsome boy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Happy holiday. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I haven't even had a drink. Bye, Jordan.
This is what me and Tamara do when we want advice from one another. We ask... Tamara did it the other day. She's like, what should I do about this? And I said, well, if you want to be nice, you
say this.
Back this. If you want to be an asshole, you say this.
This.
And then she'll send me her edited version, which is being an asshole with a touch of passive aggressiveness.
ending it with, I love you so much.
Oh, our next guest is here. It's two people together, Brett and Cole. Hi, Brett and Cole.
Hi.
Hi, you look so cute.
You do too.
Where's your festive attire, gentlemen?
Yeah, we aren't very Christmas-esque at the moment. We rushed home from work, so.
That's all right. You have an excuse.
Who's Brett? Who's Cole?
I'm Cole. Brett. Oh, sorry. I'm Cole.
Okay.
And
we talk
you
over each
at?
Other all the time, too.
Where you at?
We are in Nashville.
Nashville. I love Nashville.
We love Nashville. We're both from Alabama, but we moved here after college and then met. So now we're here.
I love that. What shady questions y'all have for us?
We have plenty of shady questions prepared for y'all. Is that an Angry Orchard? Sorry, I just saw it.
Yeah, it is. I was supposed to get a festive cocktail, but I'm not very creative, and this had a red on it, and I was
what do you mean that Santa Claus hat coming out of your glasses and isn't very festive?
Yeah,
I stole this from my
more festive than that.
I stole this from my 3.5-year-old's Christmas performance.
It looks like you have a big red zit coming out of your forehead.
Well, I'm here to tell you these glasses are so tight.
Are they?
They're stunning, though. You're giving like regal Mrs. Claus.
If these black roses don't scream holidays, I don't know what does.
We need those over here. Nightmare before Christmas.
Yes, you do. All right, give it to us, guys. Yeah.
Okay. Cole's going to ask the first question.
Okay. I'll start. So what do you think about Heather Gay saying she doesn't see herself filming with Monica ever again?
That's always a tricky thing to say, because as soon as you say that, the producers are like, oh, I just want to keep her even more. Right. I think that Heather Gay is a professional housewife, and given the chance or the opportunity to film with her again, she's going to take it. She might not like it. I've said it before, you know, I don't want to film with her. And you end up just figuring it out.
I mean, I just think it's an absolutely ridiculous thing to say, because 100%, if they're both offered contracts, they're both coming back and their asses are filming together. So you can say whatever you want, but you also were ride or die for Jin Shah. So like, let's calm your tits a touch.
Yeah, but we haven't seen the entire season.
Well, yeah. I know. Well, we're making our opinions based on what we've seen.
I will say Monica is a star. I feel
love
like
her.
You know, even if she does wrong, I'm just like so entertained right now. And I really think she's carrying the season on her back. Like, I was a little skeptical at first when she was introduced, but she really has brought it.
But I think also why we want housewives that actually like each other a little bit or have fun together in some capacity is what we're seeing on Potomac right now, because clearly we're seeing a bunch of women that don't want to film together being forced to film together. And then you're not seeing that chemistry. So you want chemistry from housewives, but you don't want it to get to the point where like, you're just doing it for the paycheck.
Right. And I hate to see them divide like that. Like, that's the same thing with Atlanta. And I love Atlanta, by the way.
What do you think?
Who's going to check me, Bill?
What do you think is going to happen with Atlanta?
I don't know. Kenya cannot go anywhere. She's my absolute.
No, Kenya, Sheree. No.
I feel like Kenya, Sheree, Marlo and Kenya have to work it out. I think that's something where they're not even like confronting each other anymore during filming or engaging with each other. And I don't think anything too deep has happened to where they can't move past it. I think that's something that's made it seem divided is Marlo and Kenya's dynamic for sure. I think it should be, you know, keep 3 or 4. And I don't think they need this huge shakeup. I think they just need a few fresh faces.
You want fresh faces, not fine.
They just some fine tweaking.
Yeah. Fresh faces or Portia, Cynthia Bailey is our favorite.
Yeah. Oh, I love the two snaps.
I feel like Portia's so coming back.
Portia, I hope so. Yeah. Portia could come back and shake things up. Cynthia is the perfect mediator and just such a good
voice of reason.
I got yelled at because we talked about this earlier, because I said I would like to see a little Kim Zolciak sprinkled in, not as a full-time housewife, but just a little bit of the craziness.
I think so too.
And Teddy said, no, it's too toxic.
It's too, I like toxicity. Listen, it's not about toxicity, but there's too much involving the kids, involving that. Like, what we're seeing.
But as
play
a friend, you don't
TMZ.
Have to show your kids. Mm-hmm.
But she never went on trips. She never fully did it anyway. So I don't have.
Okay, Teddy Joe.
All right, guys, what's your next question?
Okay, our next question. I'm going to skip to this one because I really want to hear your answer, Teddy.
Oh, shit.
You have to be locked in a room with either Sutton Strack or Vicky Gunvalson to work out your differences. Who are you choosing to work these out with?
That's a good one.
That is really good. I would say Vicky.
Okay.
Because she has a relationship with Tamra. And at the end of the day, Tamra is very important to me. And if there was a way that we could coexist and I'll be supportive of Tamra, that would be important to me. I think Sutton is full of shit all around. So, and I think her friendships are a little phony. So I didn't know her before and
you
I don't know her
want
now.
Want that hate, that Sutton hate to come after you.
She said I didn't know her before and I don't know her now.
I don't. I name them. Name our mutual friends. Name them.
Going off of that, speaking about everyone being friends and together, Tamara, yes. I was really sad to see that you and Shannon aren't on the best of terms. I think you, if that was maybe an edited clip, I could be wrong. Are you guys good?
Oh, right now? No, we've been friends for 10 years. We've had ups and downs, as you've seen. We got into a little tiff. It was nothing major. So, you know, we're going to start the season out here pretty soon. So you'll see. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
I love you guys together so much.
Yeah, I mean, so many, because I said that on the red carpet. It had just happened like a few days prior or something like that. So, but then right after that, then the news broke that John and Alexis were dating. So people thought I had something to do with that, which I absolutely didn't.
I didn't buy that. You've never been the type to be on the guy's side. For anybody.
No, I don't have a relationship with him.
Tamara is not going to take the time to set anybody up with anyone. No. It's hard enough for me to get a text back when we start the pod in 3 minutes. She's not setting up new relationships.
I
know.
No, I have I have some single friends. They'd be pissed off if I'm over here setting other people
we're not
up.
Playing match right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Let's get that straight. And because that would be a really fucking shady thing for me to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even like I feel bad.
If you guys had to pick Slade or John Jansen.
Wait, let's do this. Mary Shag Kill, John Jansen, Slade, and Brooks.
Or David Bedore.
Oh my god.
Oh, Brooks or David Bedore. Shoot, we have so many.
Yeah.
We can kill two. How about that?
Okay.
Cole, you go.
Okay. Shag. David Bedore. Kill Brooks. And
now you gotta marry one, babe.
I gotta marry someone.
You gotta marry one, but you know what? Divorce is easy nowadays.
Yeah, I'll marry.
You should have married David.
John Jansen may have some money. I'll marry him, divorce him, take what money he has, and then kill Brooks and Slade.
David Bedore's rich. You might want to marry him.
Yeah, I might.
I feel like I would marry David Bedore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're playing this too.
I would kill. Yeah, I mean, why not? I would kill Brooks and I would shag Slade.
Okay.
I'm not interested in John Jansen. Like, at least Slade made it very apparent that he was fame hungry. And I appreciated that commitment to honesty.
Yeah.
Okay. I would, I guess I would marry David Bedore, but immediately divorce because Shannon Bedore is one of my absolute faves. I couldn't do that to her. Take his money and split it with her.
There just you go.
Extra. Kill Brooks. He's just the absolute worst, maybe worst man in Housewives history. And then I'm going to have to kill John Jansen as well. And I guess shag Slade Smiley.
See? Slade is a catch in this group. Tamara, you have to go.
No, I don't have to play this game.
You actually do.
Oh my God. There's no winning.
We have 1 minute left and it's for you to answer.
She wants to kill everybody.
Yeah, I want to kill them all.
Nice
no,
try,
I don't want to
kill
them all. I am going to shag Bedore.
Okay.
Shag Bedore?
Yeah, because I think he's probably the most handsome out of all of them. I have to marry one of them.
Yeah.
Divorce is an option.
Divorce. Okay, I'll marry John, I guess, and then divorce.
No,
him.
You're gonna marry John,
and then I have to kill one. I kill Slade. Bye bye, bitch.
What is Brooks? What are you gonna do with Brooks? Right off,
I kill him too.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yes, you guys, happy holidays, and thank you so much for listening and watching. And
y'all are the
things.
Cutest.
We love you both.
We love you both.
I love you too, both of you.
Bye. I loved them.
I am so good, Keaton.
Keaton,
where are you?
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
That's very good.
Thanks, Tamara. You take the next line.
I don't know it.
No. So I fine. Don't. What's your favorite Christmas song? What about Santa Baby? Leave a sable under the tree. For me.
Hey.
Hi, Keaton.
Hi, Keaton.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good. Oh, Real Housewives University. I
yes,
love your sweatshirt.
I'm repping
oh
it today. Yes.
God, where are you at? What
I'm
state?
I'm in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
We are yes. big in Arkansas. We're yeah. like all the rage.
Alabama and Arkansas.
Only A states is where we're at.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
How are you?
Give it to
I'm
us.
I'm wonderful. I am ready. I have two questions to eat. I mean, two
you
questions each.
You have your questions printed
I, yes,
out.
I wrote them down because I was going to forget.
Yeah,
he is
bitch.
A professional.
Yes. I'm going to be like Andy Cohen and ask y'all some shady questions.
Okay. Okay. Bring it.
Okay, Teddy, after hearing Dorit talk about her friendship with Kyle distancing on because of her friendship with Morgan Wade, has your friendship been affected at all?
It hasn't, but I think that our friendships have always been a little bit different. I think sometimes there are friendships that are stronger when you're on the show together. And then when the right. show stops filming, it doesn't mean that the friendship fades, but it may be less. And I don't think it has to do with her friendship with Morgan more so. I think they used to do a lot of double dates because their right. husbands are really close. So I right. think if there is changes in that and you're not seeing each other, like I see, you know, Dorit's not coming to hot yoga with us at 6:30 right. in the morning like that, you know, that right. hasn't changed. So our friendship hasn't changed. But I think if you are used to seeing each other as couples, and
right.
that
that's
is
true.
Shifting yeah. a little bit, I think that's where they're feeling the change.
Okay. Also, who is the biggest potster on RHOBH?
Currently?
Yes.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, I think I do too.
I mean, in my opinion, it's Sutton.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that one. And I've
for
always
sure.
loved Sutton. I mean, I've talked to her off, you know, in person. Always been super nice to me. But Sutton, I don't know what you're doing this year, girl.
I know.
Here's
I don't
the
know.
Problem I have is that she pretends she doesn't know that she's shit stirring. Here's the thing, Tamara.
Which makes her good TV.
No, but we at least are aware when we're stirring shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very self-aware when I'm stirring shit.
She does not necessarily seem self-aware with the stirring shit.
No.
That's the tricky part. Is she good TV? Yes.
Yes.
But yes. I would say she's the biggest shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And she's the one that I think needs to.
Well, this season, I feel like every season it's a different shit stirrer. Like we had Lisa Rinna for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I was so worried when Lisa left, like who's going to be the official shit stirrer of Beverly
right.
Hills?
But Lisa Rinna was so lovable too and fun.
Yeah, she clearly handed her spoon over to Sutton.
She did.
But Lisa Rinna could also take a joke about herself.
She could.
Yeah,
I'll
you can give it to her as much as you want, and she would take it and laugh it off or give it back to you.
Oh,
like,
she would.
I maybe I'm biased because I love Rinna, but okay.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Yeah.
All right for Tam.
Okay. Or Tamara, after being on RHOC for so long, would you be interested in doing an RHOC legacy? And who would you choose to be on there with you?
Yes, I would. I would love to do a legacy show one day. I think that I would take, you know, some of the OGs, and that would be me and Vicky and Shannon and Heather and who else? Who am I missing?
You're missing Gina Keogh. You're missing.
I think that I would bring maybe Lori Peterson.
I would just say Lori.
Yeah, Lori. And even Gina Keogh. Like I take it way back. I think that would be. I think it would be fun. You put us all together in some fabulous place.
Right.
Some island somewhere. And
would
somewhere.
You want the 100th housewife to come back?
No, I wouldn't.
Who is she again?
Peggy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your honest opinion, Tamara, on Alexis and John Jansen dating?
Oh, gosh.
You know, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little strange for, you know, going into next season that this is going on. And I wouldn't want to be in Shannon's shoes. Like if Eddie had moved on and then he started dating Alexis, it would be definitely difficult. Mm-hmm. Alexis did not know Shannon, has never worked with Shannon, has no relationship with Shannon. So, you know, knowing that Shannon was in a 4-year relationship with him. I mean, it's tough. It's a no win situation.
Well, now I have to ask you another follow up question, Tamara.
Oh God.
If you and Eddie were to break up. Yes. I hate to even put it out there. Yeah, Let's just say you moved to another country or something and you had to select one. It can be a current or past housewife for him to get with.
Bang.
All the things with who would it be? Like, who would you pick for him?
That would be you, Teddy.
It kicked me. That's weird. I can't. That's too close.
Kyle.
Okay, Kyle.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Do you have? Well, shoot, we're out of time, but we appreciate you. And you're
well, thank you guys.
You're right around the corner from San Francisco. So are you coming to?
I wish I lived closer because I had just seen it earlier before I jumped on. And I was like, damn, if I only live closer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we hope to see you again. And thank you so much for tuning in to our cocktail party.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. That was our very first twat holiday party.
I have got to say, that was a pretty good idea of mine.
Yes, it's always a good idea of yours.
Another great idea by Teddy Walters.
I'm patting you on the back, okay?
Thank you. When you call yourself iconic, Tam, we can't help ourselves. I have good ideas and you're iconic.
Iconic.
It's a good combination.
You call yourself iconic one time and never live it down. Queen.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
I love you.
I love so you more. To you.
All right, you guys. Well,
thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And to all of you that were here with us today celebrating, thank you. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.